Sometimes the fun begins when the paved road ends. Chevy Silverado 2500 HD is made to work hard and play hard on the road or off. Go to ChevyDriveChicago.com for details and experience life in HD.
Crane's Chicago Business is pulling the plug on the website comment section because it's getting out of hand.
Yeah, I had a comment there. I couldn't take it.
It's getting out of hand everywhere. Michael Arndt is on the phone, and he joins us now on WGN. Michael, welcome to the show. How are you?
Good, and how are you?
Good. Editor at Crane's Chicago. Why did the publication decide to do this?
Well, it was a long time coming, and believe me, we tried mightily to maintain comments. And the hard part was, almost inevitably, when there was a controversial story, or sometimes even just a non-controversial story, the conversations in our comments section would devolve, and devolve very quickly into very nasty comments, racist, anti-Semitic, anti-woman, and we were left with the choice of trying to police this, or the alternative was to, as we borrowed a phrase, to drain the swamp. We chose to drain the swamp.
So you could have policed it by saying every time you saw something that was inappropriate, editing it out, right?
And that's what we had been doing for the last years that we've maintained our comments section. This takes a lot of work, and it was manpower and woman power that we simply don't have.
And I'm reading about this online today. That is, a bunch of people are tweeting in support of and against what you've decided to do. And the criticism was that it's not that it can't be done. It's just a matter of resources. Shame on Cranes for not committing the resources.
Well, shame on our readers for not paying us enough money to support those resources.
Yeah. I please don't think that I'm personally being critical of your decision, because I think it's a dilemma we all face, and I don't envy you for having to make the decision like this.
Well, I should remind your listeners and our readers that we have not turned a deaf ear to comments, as we mentioned in our post on our site. And in conversations we've had with readers, we encourage them to take to the social media world with their comments, share our stories, praise them, damn them, whatever they would like.
On Facebook or someplace else.
Or Facebook or Twitter or LinkedIn or Instagram, or, you know, there are countless sites. We do publish letters to the editor. We also do encourage people simply to email us and let us know what they think.
Why, you know, it's funny to me that I could see some publications with a broad enough swath of readers that would draw in all sorts of snarky comments. But my image of Cranes is that it's a little more refined, a little more intelligent, a little more dignified than this wouldn't happen.
I'm glad you think that, and believe me, most of our readers are those people you just described. The people who are generally polluting our site with the comments that we found, and many of our other readers and our readers found as offensive, are not generally our regular readers. They're professional trolls. They seek out sites with keywords,
really,
and just go there. Yes, and they'll move from one site to another and just leave a string of commentary. I should also say, one of the reasons why this has taken so much work for us is that the comment platform allows readers to post under pseudonyms or anonymously. If we had a setup like Facebook where you have to post under your own name, I think fewer people would be speaking or writing.
If you had to post a picture, an ID, but
they can post anonymously. We had a commenter pretending to be masquerading as Bruce Rauner for several weeks before we caught on to him and were able to ban him. Then he objected that we banned him.
So you could one by one whack-a-mole these things out, but it's
right.
Just too expensive and time-consuming. And you must also be weighing the value of those comment sections anyway. My suspicion is Michael, that if you really thought it was adding a lot, that you would have committed the resources to it?
Well, yes. If that commentary really were as respectful and as thoughtful as we hoped it would be, but one thing that often happens, or happened, I should say, in past tense now, is that the commentary might start out with that sort of tone and then devolve, and once it reaches the point of name-calling, people with a little bit more sensibility just pull out and go away.
Yeah.
And I must say that our readers in general would come up to me and say, who are your readers? I'm one of your readers. I can't believe that your readers include people who post comments like these. Those aren't, why would I want to be associated with those folks?
This isn't that, but it just reminds me of what I went through when I posted on my Facebook page for this radio station last week, a petition to my listeners to support the Salvation Army. I have a virtual kettle. And the first three comments were angry, rude things about the Salvation Army's organizational beliefs.
That's really sad.
And I'm like, I know that they don't all have the same views as everybody else, but we're all different people. Can't we help support them and raise money for this good cause? And now it just becomes this back and forth about the Salvation Army's, beliefs on certain things. And I'm like, guys, this is not why I put up the kettle.
Well, you know, it's kind of funny. This really wasn't an issue until we in the media started asking and soliciting comments on our sites. You know, a newspaper publishes letters to the editor, but it chooses which letters to publish. It can completely ignore. Yeah. The crackpot letters. TV and radio allow in certain call-in shows like yours, but again, you're choosing who to allow in. It's really only on websites where it's this free-for-all and where people think they have a right to come in and say whatever they want on whoever's site.
Michael Arndt is the editor at Crain's Chicago. Anything else I can do for you today, Michael?
Keep reading Crain's.
I agree. Listen, that I set you up for that, but I really think that now more than ever, we need to support journalism and local journalism. And that means not only subscribe digitally or to paper productions, but to patronize the sponsor of those places. We don't know about Harvey Weinstein and everything that's happened since, but for solid journalism. We don't have the information that's empowering us these days, but for journalism, now more than ever, support journalism. I'm completely with you on that, my friend.
Amen.
All right, Michael,
well,
stay well.
Thanks for having me.